Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ryan McGuffey, you got a first look at the cornfield. I saw your tweets on it. When is White Sox Yankees in Iowa, the Field of Dreams game? August 12?
Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Hey, is this heaven?
No. Iowa.
Wow.
As soon as you pull in the park, you have all the feels. I completely nerded out with my wife last night. We were on the patio having a cocktail, and what did we do? We watched Fields of Dreams.
You did. You put it on.
I happily cried at the end, and I'm giving you everything I got right now because it's awesome.
This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good.
And, you know, I'm sure there'll be some people, obviously, who've never seen the movie, and there will be people who are poo-pooing the movie, and that's fine.
How about Field of Dreams? Did you see that?
Huh?
If you love it like I did, then I still do when it comes on, as you did last night as you watched it.
One thing we're not considering here, I think we have to talk about, is the fact that the movie's absolute trash.
Field of Dreams was corny and required a massive suspension of disbelief, but it worked because in the end it was about baseball and about fathers and sons. When my wife and I went to see it, she leaned over to me near the end and said, "If you cry at the end of this, I'll divorce you. Any man who doesn't cry at dad want to have a catch just doesn't get baseball or life." For the record, it took a while, but she did divorce me. I'm John Feinstein.
One, two, three.
Here we go, Jim. Here we go. Here we go, Jim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Oh, my goodness. What a bit of Field of Dreams audio that is. I've never heard it. For the record, it took a while, but she did divorce me. I would absolutely cry again. Dad, want to have a catch? And I don't care who knows it. Good afternoon, everybody. It's me, Matt Spiegel, solo with you, the listeners, with Shane Reardon, with Chris Tannehill. After afternoon games from the White Sox and from the Chicago Cubs, and the end of the last homestand for the Cubs before the trade deadline, the last home game, perhaps, of this entire era today, depending on who gets dealt between now and tomorrow at, what is it, 3 o'clock Central Time or 2:30 Central Time? I don't know. I know that it's right in the middle of the show tomorrow, and I and Chris Ranji will be here tomorrow as part of your Parkins and Spiegel show. No guests, just me talking with you, to you. And Shane and Tanny want to talk with you guys about the White Sox and Cubs trade that went down today. We spent some time yesterday talking about Matt Karchner and John Garland. Will this be the payback? Is it possible that Bailey Horn is going to be a huge part of a Cubs World Series run in about 7 years? Could be. What if he is? What if he throws a bunch of complete games in the, because it was 7 years after 98, right? That was 2005, so 7 years. So in the 2028 World Series run, Bailey Horn,
holding it down. No, maybe not.
Will pitchers be pitching complete games in 7 years at all? Will that be a thing that's still occurring in the future?
They're going to be on a 40-pitch limit.
Yeah, right. A complete game will be 5 innings. Good job. That was complete. That's all anybody ever expects
Thanks,
of you
Rob
anymore.
Thanks, Rob
Manfred.
Yeah. Every 11th pitch has to be underhand.
There you go. Hey, Carlos Rodon didn't go 5 today. What's up with that? First time all year, 17 starts of at least 5 to start the year. You got Rodon worries, or was it just that it was 109 degrees in Kansas City?
Stoney, right on it. As soon as he gave up that home run to Michael A. Taylor, he said, yeah, it looks like he's got a dead arm. Every pitcher has it. Every pitcher goes through it, and, you know, hopefully he'll work himself out of it. So not too concerned, yeah.
Directly to it. Well, that makes a lot of sense because I was, this is a lot of innings. It's a lot of innings for Carlos Rodon, and it'd be understandable to get a little tired or have the dead arm as it stands. So, you know what? You got time. You got an 8-game lead. We've reached a weird moment. I guess we'd reached it a little while ago where the games for these teams don't matter. They just don't matter quite as much. I mean, it still matters for the White Sox because you want to get home field advantage. But look, you're still 8 games up right now, and the closest competitor just handed you their second baseman. So it's a very interesting moment where the storylines away from the outcomes of the games are more important. I'm really disappointed in David Ross today. Baseball lends itself to ceremony. It begs for ceremony. And the relationship that is potentially ending tomorrow, the relationship that is potentially finished in terms of public interaction today with this final home game, it's not just with Chris Bryant and the organization or Anthony Rizzo and the organization. It's with these guys and the fans, Bryant and the fans, and perhaps Rizzo and the fans. To not get those guys up to bat is a crime against the fans. It really is. I understand that David Ross is trying to win a game, and he thinks he doesn't need a pinch hitter until the 9 hole. But, David, the front office has made it clear the big goal of this week, the big goal of this moment, it's not about winning the games anymore. It's not what it's about. It's about the big picture. And usually they rely on the manager to keep it about the game, to just very simply keep it always about the game and to rise above the circumstance and keep the focus on trying to win. But every once in a while, there's a rare moment for a manager to do the same, to think of the bigger picture, and to do right by the player and to do right by the fans. And Chris Bryant wanted to hit. He wanted to hit. He wanted one more plate appearance. I didn't see Rizzo with gloves on, but Lord knows I saw Bryant with gloves on. He got up and went towards the on-deck circle, but then Matt Duffy hit. And then Bryant went back, and then he was in the hole. He was two back as Jason Hayward was having an at-bat to try and extend the inning. And isn't that fitting? Isn't that a fitting metaphor for the whole damn thing? That Chris Bryant only gets to bat if Jason Hayward can extend the inning. And, of course, he cannot.
David, what was the plan for a pinch hitting? Were you going to go with KB if you got to the 9 spot in the 9th inning, or what was it?
Yeah.
It's a disgrace, man.
Follow up, boys.
It's a disgrace.
I'm watching, Shane. They didn't follow up.
No, nobody did.
Give KB and the fans one final moment together. They were waiting for it all day, all homestand. Everybody's known what this is. This is such a heavy, dramatic, emotional moment. The end of this window. And, you know, and I don't think this is being melodramatic at all. I think it is just acknowledging the drama that was there. Everybody was waiting for it, including Chris. And to not let that happen, it is a crime against the fans. It really is. And it's too bad because people haven't blamed Ross, and they shouldn't blame Ross. Ross is just out there trying to win, trying to do whatever the hell he can do, trying to hold things together. Being, playing with the hand he's dealt, managing with the cards he's been given. But this is a moment where it felt like he stood in the way. It's just not a good look today. It really is not. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. That's also the text line. If you want to text in, you can call. We've got some text coming in. If you want to call, you can. I wonder if fans are mad today. Trades have felt inevitable all day, and they still feel inevitable. Like if you ask me what I think is going to happen, I don't know for sure, but I'll be surprised if Anthony Rizzo is not in Boston. It feels like Rizzo to Boston feels like Chris Bryant to Tampa or maybe San Francisco. It feels like Kimbrel to the Dodgers. And look, maybe the Padres will be in on Kimbrel. Maybe the Red Sox will be in on Kimbrel. And so Jed Hoyer is probably waiting as long as possible to try and extract as much as possible from some of these teams. But this is your moment to do it. Chris Bryant said the other night that he would consider coming back and signing. If you really do want to bring him back, then good. But right now, the way that things have gone, would you rather have the compensatory draft pick, which would be around number 65 or number 70 for Chris Bryant, if you offer him the qualifying offer and he turns it down? Or would you rather have something you can get for what is right now the most attractive rental bat on the market? What the Miami Marlins were able to get for Starling Marte is useful. Frankly, I wish the Cubs had talked to the Oakland A's about Jesus Luzardo. Maybe they did. Maybe they did. Dan Kantrovitz probably knows it. Dan Kantrovitz is playing a big, big role right now. It's playing a big, big role. It helping out Jed Hoyer. There obviously there is no GM, but also the scouting. Like the guy that they got, Bailey Horn, that they got for Tapera, was an SEC pitcher, an Auburn pitcher, taken in the fifth round of a five-round draft by the White Sox last year. But you know Dan Kantrovitz was watching him, knowing what was going on with Bailey Horn during his appearances in Auburn in the SEC. That's your scouting director. So they didn't go for a guy who was taken 3 years ago and was 17 at the time, or an international player who's been in the Sox system for a long time. They went for last year's draft pick. It reminds me, Tanny, remember when Nick Hostetler was here and they just kept getting guys, I think from the 2016 draft, because Hostetler was here and he knew those guys. They just kept stockpiling, whether it was Blake Rutherford or just every trade was like, oh, there's another guy from that draft. Because Hostetler knew, and Rick needed the help.
Yeah, absolutely. It's whoever is running your scouting at that time. Like they have a lot of power and a lot of control, and you put a lot of faith in those guys mm-hmm. to identify the talent there. So yeah, that was. I don't think the Bailey Horn is going to be a guy that's going to be a factor for the White Sox in their yeah. competitive window here. So I think this is one of those moves that makes sense for both parties. So I dig that move, especially for what you had to give up to get him.
Yeah, for what you had to give it. Yeah, I mean, it's a very good move for the White Sox. A text coming in here speaks, nobody cared but you. First of all, that's very wrong. I've been interacting with people all afternoon that cared about that, and we're waiting for it. Clearly, you've anointed yourself the voice of Cubs fandom. We knew you'd over-romanticize, blah, 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 so you don't disappoint. Okay, bite me. And other texts. Madden did it for Ross. Yes, he did. Madden made sure to do those kinds of things. It's the manager's gig in a moment like this. Absolutely. You help facilitate these kind of moments. Hell, maybe he won't get traded. Maybe Bryant won't get traded. Maybe he'll be here, and there'll be plenty of other moments, and he'll have September times for that. But it just felt like just a massive opportunity missed. Massive and huge opportunity missed. There's going to be a sense of relief when the deals are done, I think, for the Cubs players and probably for some fans. There's a lot of people who are just ready for it to be over, and it will be over. From the White Sox perspective, Ryan Tepera is a really good fit. Sox fans, if you haven't watched a lot of Ryan Tepera, he's been really good this year. He was sent down at the beginning of last season and did not start opening day with the Cubs, and that pissed him off. He worked very hard. He changed some things about his cut fastball. He changed so many things about the cut fastball that it's now referred to as a slider instead. The movement right to left is incredible. The numbers of everybody who's hitting against the slider are just absurd. Benetti had him today. I think
batters are hitting 161 against Ryan Tepera's slider. It's been absolutely terrific. He throws a lot of strikes. He lives on the corners, has tremendous control. And he had a couple of bad outings.
Hey, Speaks, real quick.
Yes, sir.
Jack Curry from the Yes Network out in New York. The Yankees are moving closer to acquiring Anthony Rizzo from the Cubs.
Yankees for Rizzo.
I mean, he's a platoon guy in New York.
The Yankees on the brink of getting Anthony Rizzo. Holy hell. You know, they needed left-handed hitting. And I was saying today on Burnsy and Rahimi that Gallo doesn't really fit the kind of left-handed hitting that they need. He's more of the, I mean, he's the ultimate home run or nothing guy to fit in there. Rizzo fits the left-handed hitting that they need. Wow.
Imagine Rizzo with that short porch at Yankee Stadium in right field.
Rizzo and Gallo now with that short porch. That is an org absolutely going for it. This is a year when they were expected to be a hell of a lot better than they are. That's really interesting because with everything that's been going on, I saw the Yankees and Kyle Schwarber being rumored together. I saw Luke Voit's name being out there, and he's obviously on the injured list. The good news for them is that DJ LeMahieu can play all over the place. So I would imagine that LeMahieu will play a bunch of third base, maybe some second, that Rougned Odor will still play, and Anthony Rizzo will slot in there at first. Holy hell, that's going to be crazy, seeing Anthony Rizzo in a Yankee uniform. Man. And Ken Rosenthal now confirming. Woo-hoo! Let's see what the Cubs can get out of the Yankees system for Rizzo.
Posturing, maybe? A little negotiating through the media to drive up the price for the Red Sox, maybe?
This appears done. Rosenthal is confirming that it is done. And the Red Sox rumors have been so heavy and so solid that there have been multiple reports of the kind of prospects and lots of specific names thrown out there. And I said a few minutes ago that it felt inevitable because we have seen that one everywhere. So the Yankees swoop in. This is what you're supposed to do. A couple things that you are supposed to do that we're seeing some of the locals do at the deadline. Work teams in the same division against each other. Work rivalries against each other. Right? This is absolutely what you're supposed to do. And the Yankees and Red Sox working against each other for Rizzo, hopefully that drove up the price. The White Sox properly ate all of the money for Cesar Hernandez's remaining contract. Wasn't a lot, but it was a little something. I think it was like $1.74 million. They ate all of it. So that minimizes the value of the prospect that the White Sox have to give back. And they gave back Connor Pilkington. But we've been watching this and knowing what teams need to do in order to try and maximize the quality that comes out. God, maybe Rizzo was not even going to be allowed to hit all day. So maybe for Rizzo, there's no chance of that today. And sometimes that can be structural. Because if they know that this trade is going on, they know that this trade is happening, they're not going to risk putting him out there, having him run the bases, having him get hurt, and having it fall apart. That clearly wasn't the case for Bryant, who was up holding a bat with batting gloves on and was ready to go. But there it is. Wow. Anthony Rizzo is going to be a Yankee. That's the guy. I mean, look, maybe they'll talk in the offseason. I don't know that they'll want him back. I think that they probably will not want him back. A lot of things have gone poorly for Anthony Rizzo over the last couple years. Offensively, it has gone poorly. From a contract extension perspective and wanting to work it out with the Cubs and feel as though he was valued and get paid like one of the great first basemen in all of baseball. That has not worked out well for Anthony Rizzo. He's been outed a little bit as not being quite the squeaky clean, exemplary teammate and leader that he seemed to be for a long time. And nothing too damning, unless you are one of those people that finds the vaccination leadership, the vaccination choice damning, and I understand if you do. And as a leader, you know, a lot of teams rallied and were able to get to the 85% vaccination threshold, and we praise them for that. So the fact that the Cubs did not get there, in part because one of their leaders was notably anti-vax, is certainly something that you're allowed to add in. I've talked about Rizzo's lack of leadership, that it's been a void that's been waiting to be filled for a couple of years here. And I don't think that it's actually been very well filled by Anthony. And that in itself becomes its own kind of leadership, becomes its own kind of sort of passive leadership. But wow. Here we are, the end of the full era. That's a big one. That feels bigger than Jock Peterson. It should feel bigger than Kyle Schwarber, even though the isolation of the offseason helped that one feel so enormous. Nothing is sacred, folks. Nothing is sacred. And frankly, it shouldn't be. Look, have you watched this team over the last couple years? Have you watched these players closely? Is there anyone of these players that you're like, yes, I want to keep them forever. I want to pay them top dollar here in their late 20s through what used to be their prime but is often a little bit of decay, but it's certainly their earning prime. It's supposed to be their earning prime. Do you want to pay Javier Baez the very top dollar that he will get out there? A lot of people around the game say no. Do you want to pay Anthony Rizzo the very top dollar that he'll get out there? A lot of people around the game say no. He's not Paul Goldschmidt. He's not Freddie Freeman. He's hit the ball well, though, these last, week and a half? And you wonder if there is a resurgence coming overall in his career and what this is going to be. I'll be surprised if he's not terrific for the Yankees down the stretch. And if they make the postseason, then we'll see. He's had his troubles in the postseason recently, as you know. Man, this is heavy stuff. The Cubs are considering where they are now, they are doing the right thing. If you're going to unload a few pieces like this, then unload them all. Don't half-ass it. It doesn't mean you have to go backwards by three seasons, but Don't leave potential assets on the table. Anthony Rizzo, if you had offered him the qualifying offer of 1 year and $18 million in the offseason, he might have taken it. And I don't know that you wanted to offer him that. I think the relationship had soured. I think the belief in Anthony had soured. This is what you're supposed to do. If you have these assets and you are a seller at a deadline like this, get what you can. We will be paying very close attention, trying to figure out exactly what the Yankees have given back. And look, if you went to any of these games, you watched any of these games in the homestand, and you wondered whether that was the last time you were seeing back-to-back home runs, you wondered whether it was the last time you were seeing Javi celebrate, and if you gave yourself to those moments, good for you. It felt heavy all week long. It was heavy. And here we are with Anthony Rizzo about to be a Yankee. And I'll be very, very surprised if Chris Bryant and Craig Kimbrell are both not gone. If not by tonight, then by tomorrow at the deadline in the early afternoon. It's Matt Spiegel here with you on Parkins and Spiegel. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Massive, massive baseball day here at the deadline. I'm with you until 6 o'clock on 670 The Score.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in the know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I mean, it's just going to be what it is. You know, we have no idea what's going to happen. And been almost 4 years now since all this has been, you know, all the talk. And I don't think really much has changed in that 4 years. But it seems like for the last 4 years, a lot was going to happen. And this could be it. Yeah, you're right. And, you know, when that happens, we'll face that when it happens. But until then, we just enjoy coming in, playing, and definitely feels good to get a win.
670 The Score is where you are. Man, that's heavy. Anthony Rizzo is gone. That's really, really heavy. Look, when we trace this all back to the very beginning, that's one of the very first guys that they got, that Theo and Jed got. And Jed chased him down twice. A Red Sox draft pick famously battled cancer as a young player in the Red Sox system, met John Lester in the Red Sox clubhouse as a young player, and, you know, it ended up getting traded to San Diego when Jed Hoyer was there as part of a big Adrian Gonzalez trade, and had a cup of coffee in San Diego, was not good on the big leagues at the time. Jed reunites with Theo here in Chicago, and one of the very first things they did was trade Andrew Cashner for Anthony Rizzo. And Rizzo was the first one to come up of all these guys, before Baez, before Russell, before Bryant. Rizzo was here. Rizzo was here when they sucked the most. Rizzo and Starlin Castro were the two emblems of hope and possibility. And as it turned out, Starlin Castro eventually became excess. Remember when Castro moved from short to second because Addison Russell was better at short. And then eventually Baez came up to play second. He was better than Castro. And eventually all that was left from those first couple of years was really Rizzo. And he was a terrific player. Captain of the infield, fearless charging bunts, and just massively important. The two-strike approach, the B-hack that Joe Maddon praised, that he taught a lot of people about in this town. How many times did you see Rizzo choke up and drive a ball the other way to do something important at a big, big moment? He was the kind of hitter they wanted all of them to be. A guy who would take his big home run swings on the first couple of strikes and then with two strikes adjust and become a contact hitter. They wanted everybody to essentially be Jim Thome for two strikes and Tony Gwynn for one third strike. And Rizzo was the only guy who could really get close to that. Every once in a while, you'd see Schwarber do it. Every once in a while, still, you see Javi do it and shorten up. KB, every once in a while. But really, that's a lesson they've been trying to teach everybody. And Rizzo is talented enough as a hitter to be both of those things. It's kind of jarring now to look at him and see him as a member of the Yankees and no longer a member of the Cubs. The White Sox got Cesar Hernandez. We'll have time to watch him, talk about him. They got Ryan Tepera. We'll have time to see him. What we have is a day today when Chris Bryant wanted to hit and have one more moment with the fans, one more at bat at the end of the game, and that did not happen. And Anthony Rizzo never approached the on-deck circle, and perhaps now we know why. Because he was slated to go to the Yankees. A big, big deal here is how much money the Cubs are going to pick up. And they should pick up 100% of Anthony Rizzo's remaining salary. And I see this now from Jack Curry, who had the story first out of New York. The Cubs are picking up all of Rizzo's remaining salary. That's the right thing to do. Absolutely, imperative, and I've brought it up a few different times. So the prospects that come back from the Yankees should be the best they could extract and not be mitigated whatsoever from the money. Have we seen prospect names, guys, yet? I have not.
I have not either. Yeah, I'm on Twitter right now and nothing.
Yes. So it's a fascinating thing, and this is what they're supposed to do.
Jack Curry with another one here, a follow-up. Alcantara and Vizcaino for Rizzo. So I'm
Alcantara and Vizcaino in the Yankees farm system. I had been familiarizing myself with the Red Sox farm system. Alexander Vizcaino is a right-handed pitcher, and Kevin Alcantara is an outfielder. These guys are slated with an ETA in the big leagues, according to MLB Pipeline. Vizcaino next year, 2022, young right-handed pitcher.
And as we all know, Speaks, you can't launch another rebuild without an Alcantara on your roster.
You need an Alcantara, just so Pat Hughes can pronounce it correctly, and a Vizcaino. You know, you need some of those back. They've had different ones. They had a Aroldis Vizcaino, who ended up in Oakland as a reliever for a little while. Jose Vizcaino is taking us far too back, pre-Theo. But Alexander Vizcaino is 6'2", 160. He's got a little Tristan McKenzie in him. And Alexander Vizcaino signed by the Yankees in 2016. He is 24 years old. Fastball and changeup that earn double plus grades when at their best, reading this from MLB Pipeline. So young right-handed pitcher Alexander Vizcaino, and Kevin Alcantara is an outfielder, a 19-year-old outfielder, 6'6", 188. A higher ceiling than most of the prospects in the 2018 international class, built like a young Dexter Fowler, reads MLB Pipeline. Center fielder with long strides. So a center fielder and a right-handed pitcher to load up in the system on the higher edges of the system. If these guys have ETAs of 2022, 2023, then you understand what they've been going for. Jed is going for it. He wants guys who are major league ready. Greg Dykeman, the guy they got from Oakland, the headliner of the Andrew Chafin deal, he's going to be in the lineup for Des Moines for the AAA Iowa Cubs tonight. That game's actually going to be on Marquee. They're going up against Louisville, and I believe Louisville has Hunter Green pitching, one of the big-time pitching prospects in all of the minor leagues. But anyway, Greg Dykeman could be here by the end of this year or sooner. And then we'll see about the pitcher they got for Ryan Tepera. We'll see Bailey Horn. That's just a draft pick from last year, but he was a college pitcher at Auburn, so we'll get a sense for his readiness. The number 9 and number 12 ranked prospects in the Yankees farm system for Anthony Rizzo. Sounds pretty good on the surface. 312-644-6767. Is the phone number. You guys are texting in and very active, and it's appreciated. It's a heavy day, man. It's a heavy, heavy day with Anthony Rizzo gone. And I think Cub fans should understand that this needs to happen now. Did it need to happen a year ago, 2 years ago? No. Could they have made the decision to pay these guys and extend the window and keep spending and go way over the luxury tax and go for it year after year after year and end up in some financial hell, but give themselves a shot to get into the playoffs? Yes, they could have chosen to do that. There is a baseball component to everything that has gone on, including the Yu Darvish trade, where they looked at it and they said, I don't think this core is good enough. And you think about it in your heart of hearts. If you're one of those fans who thinks they should have kept everybody, paid everybody, and kept it going, have you ever had a moment where you've said to yourself, these guys aren't good enough? Maybe it was in the playoffs when Baez and Schwarber and Bryant and Rizzo were just absolutely brutal historically over the last 3 years. And if you've had a moment where you've said these guys aren't good enough, understand that they have too. The baseball side has had that moment too.
Be direct.
So I think now where they stand That wake-up call of an 11-game losing streak was ugly. When it went sideways hard, as David Ross said. And now is the right time to get everything you can for every tradable piece that you have. Except for a couple. Except for Kyle Hendricks. Except for Wilson Contreras. Nico Horner. Maybe Javier Baez. We'll see. That's the one that we'll see if he's still here by the time the deadline comes. But wow, huge news in Chicago baseball with Anthony Rizzo being gone. I'll be back with you tomorrow from 2 to 6 with Chris Ranji on the Parkins and Spiegel Show. Coming up next, we got NBA draft coverage coming up next with our man Rick Camp. I hope so. The NBA draft is tonight. Jason Preston of Ohio University. Arturis Karnishevas, go get Jason Preston. Maybe the best passer in this whole draft with a beautiful feel for the game, a terrific pick and roll player who's just getting better and better and better. Go get Jason Preston in the second round.
And Rick Camp in studio.
Man, that's the way to go. That's the way to go. Thank you to Chris Tannehill. Thank you to Shane Reardon. Can't wait to be back on tomorrow with Chris Ranji. What an eventful, massive day. Anthony Rizzo is a Yankee. Wow. Thanks, everybody. Have a great evening. Talk to you tomorrow.
Lounging by the pool, babe. Yeah. Ooh. With some Serrano and some Coke.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.